Radio. We say what we want.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. Welcome to another edition. I'm your host, Max Tucci. It is May 1st. Osama bin Laden has been killed. Confirmed. All the news stations. Check it right now. We're going to have a special edition of Shout Back with Nicole Bloom. She's coming on. Jamie Chandler's coming on. So we're going to have that. But tonight, thank you all for tuning in. First, we got Hot Topics in a moment. Then we have Heidi Fleiss coming on. We have Yvette Lopez coming on. We've got a lot of stuff. We've got Doggy Style, Hot Topics. Oh, my goodness. So much going on. But in fact, Osama bin Laden has been killed May 1st, 11 o'clock in New York, 8 o'clock in L.A. Thank you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Ronan, let's give him Hot Topics. Hey, y'all, girls and dolls. Pick a topic and we're gonna drop it on Max and Friends. We've got Stacey Angela here tonight, and we're going to give you some Hot Topics, the royal wedding. Hey, Stacey, how you doing?
Hey, Max, how is everything? Hey, everybody.
Well, I know Hot Topics is like Osama bin Laden being killed, but there was a royal wedding that we have to talk about.
Absolutely. That gorgeous, gorgeous royal wedding. It was just a dream. It was a dream.
She looked like Grace Kelly. Honestly, to tell you the truth, I think the dress was just too much of a cover-up. She almost looked Hasidic. I think there wasn't enough revealing for me. But did you love it?
I love the dress for the classic side of it, and because it did remind me of Grace Kelly, but I just felt like it could have been, I definitely feel it could have been a lot more revealing, even if it's just the arms, if the arms were sleeveless, like I could have imagined that dress like that, that would have been amazing, but...
She was playing it safe.
Yeah, she was. She was very much playing it safe, you know, coming into that. To definitely make a statement.
She looked good. She did look good. Now, listen, I've got to tell you, the flower arrangement, did you hear that there was a spy cam inside of the, it was called the bouquet cam?
That doesn't surprise me, because with the press, and we love the press, but with the press, they're going to try to get in any way that they can to get, because they wanted all aspects, 360.
They did. Everyone, this is Max Tucci. You're tuning into Max and Friends. If you just tuned in, NBC, CNN has all confirmed that Osama bin Laden has been killed. But I got Stacey Angela here. Y'all know her from StaceyAngela.com. She's our fashion expert on Max and Friends. Check out our page here on LA Talk Radio, and you can read her bio there. She's got so much going on. You know that Stacey's a big, big advocate for fashion for epilepsy. She's got producing a documentary on her journey for a Fashion Week release. Check it out. Keep tuned to Stacey Angela. Check out her website, StaceyAngela.com. But we're talking about the royal wedding before Obama comes on. And talk about...
Can I just talk about her tiara? That was so beautiful. And the fact that the queen lent it to her, that was
Yeah.
That set it off for me. We all like diamonds.
And you know, what was beautiful were her earrings were given to her by her mother. But you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about Duchess of York, Fergie's girls, Princess Beatrix. She had that hat on.
Yeah,
and everyone
yeah.
hated it. What did you think?
But you know what? I felt that she wanted to make a statement. I think that hat totally represented her personality, her kind of, I don't care, I'm going to go with what I think is hot and what I think is beautiful. I have to admit, everybody doesn't feel the same way I did. I did like how the hat really played with the dress. With the
well, you know what I'm
going to
tell
you?
Let me tell you, she is like the Lady Gaga of the royal family. That's what I call
apparently.
Her.
For sure.
Furthermore,
for sure. Detail was crazy.
Now, let me tell you, Philip Treacy is an amazing millinery. He's a great hat designer. But I got to tell you something, Stacey, that aggravated me about this royal wedding was that, okay, let's talk about a couple things. One, the girlfriend of on and off girlfriend of Prince Harry was invited. The mistress to Prince Charles was invited. But the Duchess of York, Fergie, the mother of what could possibly be the future queen, because her daughter was first in line for queen, was not invited. So the daughters, I think, were retaliating with these outfits.
Because you know what? If my mother wasn't invited to something, I definitely want to make a statement for her. And we know Fergie is definitely a statement maker, you know. She doesn't claim to be perfect, but, you know, her daughter's, and I guess it was a form of rebellion. I can definitely see how that would be. It was definitely a fabulous rebellion as far as I was concerned. I love the color. I mean, now if it was in a different color, like a brighter color, I would have been like, you know, come on, we could have done something a little bit different. So, but
now, hats are all the rage. Hats are beautiful. My favorite couple, I'm going to tell you, was Posh and David Beckham.
Oh,
they were beautiful.
That was they were pristine. They were absolutely pristine. The navy that she wore with her cute little baby bump, it was just, it was perfect. She didn't, oh, it wasn't overstated. The color, it was respectful, but at the same time, it was totally fabulous.
It was absolutely
totally
fine. They were my hottest couple.
They were my hottest couple. Definitely.
You know, and also, which was a good looking couple, was, you know, how you doing? David and I can't remember his name because I'm so focused on Osama bin Laden being killed. And Elton John and his boyfriend. They were a good-looking couple, considering
they were
the only famous couples that we knew there, because we didn't know any of the British royal cabinetry or any of them.
No,
so,
none of that.
Props to the royal wedding. Props to hats, everybody. Right, Stacey? Wear hats this spring, people.
Definitely. We love hats. I'm definitely a hat girl. I actually just came from a seminar. It wasn't even a seminar. It was on the hats, actually. It was on, called 100 Women in Hats. And when I say that these hats are, like, totally, totally gorgeous, and regardless of how much people didn't like the hats, I feel we're going to see a whole lot more people wearing statement pieces like that. Just to do so.
Listen, here's a new fashion statement by Claudio. You ready? Claudio Maddox Lake says that there are going to be made Obama Kills Osama shirts sponsored by Oprah. So be sure that everyone gets those shirts. Speaking about fashion. But there you go. Thank you, Maddox. You the man. Love you, baby. But so everyone, you're listening to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Stacey Angela. Thank you so much for joining us, StaceyAngela.com.
Absolutely. And I thank you so much, Mr. Max Tucci, Mr. LA Talk Radio. And
you know what we're praying for. And you know what we're praying for, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was keeping that to myself. I didn't want to
Thank you very much. Check out StaceyAngela.com. Thank you so much for being here. And go turn on the news, everyone, because at 8:15 LA time, 11:15 New York time, Obama will be on discussing this. Have a good night, Stacey.
Have an absolutely great night, everybody, and stay fabulous.
And get your hats ready. You're listening to Hot Topics.
All righty.
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls. Pick a topic and then we're going to drop it on Max and Friends.
We just dropped it on Max and Friends. That was StaceyAngela.com. I'm your host, Max Tucci. There's a lot going on here tonight. We're waiting for Obama to go on the news. He'll be on 8:15. Jamie Chandler, y'all know him. He's been on Shout Back with Nicole Bloom, our political analyst. He will be on Obama. We'll be on at 8:15 LA time, 11:15 New York time. Stay tuned to the news for get more information on that. We're also going to have Jamie come on the show in just a little bit with Nicole Bloom. And we're going to have a special Shout Back edition on the death of Osama bin Laden. Can you believe that? But before we get into Osama's death, we're going to talk about doggy style. Y'all know what I'm talking about? We like doggy style, don't we? Well, speaking of doggy style, Heidi Fleiss is coming on, Yvette Lopez is coming on, and Jason Johnson is coming on. I wonder what these trio have going on in Vegas that has to do with doggy style. Well, if you stay tuned to Max and Friends, you're going to find out, because Yvette Lopez is coming on just next after her song 7000 BFFB. That would be best Facebook friends forever. Stay tuned to Max and Friends, Yvette Lopez, when we're back. 7000.
7000 BFFB. Pillow open, my eyes, check my inbox. Good morning.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Yvette Lopez, 7000 BFFB. Yvette Lopez, welcome back to Max and Friends.
Hi.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I'm good. Just busy with, I'm in Vegas now, so lots has changed in my life.
Lots of changes. But tell us again what 7000 BFFB stands for.
Well, 7000 best friends forever on Facebook, but nobody in my bed when I wake up.
Nobody in your bed. You still can't land yourself a boyfriend, baby.
Or have I have several.
Okay. Like, I don't understand why we don't date. How you doing? I always thought, you were like the little caliente mama que como yo quiero. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm super picky. That's my problem. And I'm always way too busy, to be honest with you.
And I'm way too busy, too. So we could have something going. I do East
Coast.
Well, we were supposed to. Well, listen, you got to make it happen. But speaking of making things happen, you got a million things going on, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right. Before we give the big reveal as to Doggy Style and what it all means with Heidi Fleiss and Jason Johnston, we're going to talk about you for a minute. So what's going on in your life, Yvette Lopez?
Well, I left Los Angeles and I came to Vegas to work on a Playboy project with my old photographers from Playboy, Hooper, Bob Hooper. He's an award-winning Playboy photographer. And I came here to do that. And then all of a sudden, other things just came about and it made me, I was going to be here 6 months and I decided to stay longer because of Doggy Style.
Doggy Style. Now, Doggy Style, y'all, there's more to it, but we're going to let you know when Heidi Fleiss gets here and when Jason Johnston gets here what it's really all about. Doggy Style and this trio, what are they up to? Find out on Max and Friends tonight. But before we do that, there's a song of yours that I want to play, girl. And what is it called? Blood Song, right?
Which one are you going to play, honey?
I think we're going to play Blood Song. What do you think?
Oh, Blood Rush.
Blood Rush, Blood Song. There's a blood rush going on right now because I am so focused on the TV and trying to do this show. And while I'm like, see her in the studio watching what's going on with, Bin Laden and his death.
It's funny. I get all my news from you.
can you believe, of course, of all nights that we're going to talk about Doggy Style, Bin Laden's got to be killed. Really?
Well.
Well, you know what? Tell us about your song, Blood Rush, because that's what's going on in people's minds right now.
Blood Rush is, co-wrote it with Jens. It's just about music and how it makes you feel and, kind of when you get lost and you feel a little out of control when you're on the dance floor and you're feeling sexy and it just kind of, your blood rises and it's like a big rush.
It is a big rush. Well, you know what? Get ready to have your big rush here right now, everyone. And if it's not already because Osama bin Laden has been killed, then you're going to get a big blood rush right now by Yvette Lopez on Max and Friends. Heidi Fleiss when we get back. Hit it, Roland.
This is something that's bigger than life.
About to go home now to chill out, take it easy, watch TV with a martini. But then I look over, there's people fighting to get into the club and party all night. Walked over and joined them, we're vibing together. I cannot resist it, my demon is insistent. He's hungry, he's greedy, he's angry, so I'll feed him. My body's changing into something else. It places like a sponge absorbing me. Just follow me. My pain starts
That was Yvette Lopez. Stay tuned for Tiffany. I think we're alone now. Heidi Fleiss when we're back. Hit it, Ronan. Max and Friends, I'm your host, Max Tucci, and I've got the wonderful Yvette Lopez with me here tonight. Heidi Fleiss is going to be here shortly.
Hi,
there's just so much going on, y'all. This special report. How you doing, my baby cakes? Now,
listen,
I want you to give us a... Now, tell us about this doggy style and what you're going on. What's going on with you, Heidi Fleiss, and Jason Johnston?
Well, Heidi and I, obviously everyone knows, have been friends for many years, and our love for animals is, you know, it's just that's how we have managed to stay friends for many years. It's what we have in common. She has over 20 exotic birds that she, and they're all rescue birds, and I've actually helped her take care of the birds when she first got them, and myself, I have six dogs, and so she had talked to me when she was in celebrity rehab. She talked to me about opening a doggy shop here, a doggy hotel and grooming business, and she finally did it. Actually, and so she called me and asked me if I wanted to get
involved and be her partner. And so we teamed up, and we opened a pretty big one here, and it's been pretty busy. And we just shot a pilot for Animal Planet, and that would air either this month or next month. I'm not too sure. So we've just been really busy with that, and you know, we want to open another one in 6 months.
All right. So you guys are like busy with this amazing. I like to call it doggy style. So it's like a full service doggy spa in Vegas.
Oh, you don't even know. It's like, yeah, there's so much to washing a dog that I never knew, like anal glands and clipping nails and eye stuff. Yeah, it's really crazy. And I actually groom, but I pass the anal gland part on to Jason when it's time.
Now, tell us about Jason, because he's got some great role, too. And a lot of people might have heard the name, but tell them why they know his name.
Jason Johnson was on the cover of Playgirl and a centerfold of Playgirl, and also a European Chippendale dancer. He's also partners with us, and super good-looking guy. So it's funny that, go figure, Heidi Fleiss, myself, Playboy, and Jason Playgirl all decide to team up and do this together. And it's just, it works well. He's, you know, we have a man there, and then we have strong Heidi, and then I'm like the sweet gentle one. So, you know, I deal with the people and the puppies, and Jason deals with the big dogs, and Heidi just kind of builds things and puts everything together.
Well, it just sounds like a great big deal of future love. So coming up on Max and Friends, we got Varsity Fan Club Future Love, Yvette Lopez when we're back, and Heidi Fleiss. Stay tuned to Max and Friends Future Love by Varsity Fan Club. Hit it, Ronan.
Sound insane.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Varsity Fan Club, Future Love. I say forget about Future Love because we got a present love right here because we got Heidi Fleiss and Yvette Lopez on Max and Friends. How you doing?
Hi.
Well, welcome to the show, Heidi. Now, listen, we were just talking about a great name of your first pedigree, and we were calling it Doggy Style, but what were you saying about Doggy Style, Heidi?
I don't need someone to see someone's face. Let me ask you a question. How many listeners do you have there now? How do people
listen
to it?
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands? All right. All right. That's good. Well, then, it's okay. Doggy Style is my favorite, but do you need to see someone's face?
We're speaking about people's faces, but what you guys are really looking at the salon is what, like, you know, Yvette just said, is dogs' asses. So what's going on with your new doggy salon in Las Vegas, Heidi?
Well, you got to go where the money is, right? Got to go where
Absolutely.
The money is. You know what? From prostitutes to parrots to dogs.
From prostitutes to parrots to puppies. How you doing? We'll keep it to three P's.
That's what I meant. I got confused. I'm a little slow most of the time.
There's a lot of confusion going on tonight because, as you heard, Bin Laden is reportedly being killed, and Obama's coming on right now.
Where?
Story.
The local 7-Eleven?
I don't know, but you know what? That's a good possibility. Or your local New York taxi driver. Who really knows? But now, Heidi, there's a lot going on
exactly.
in your life. We all know. You got a million things going on. If you're not taping a reality show, you're opening up a great dog salon. And what inspired you to get this dog salon going in Las Vegas?
PETA asked me to speak. Long story short, PETA asked me to speak for them on behalf of a PetSmart shareholder meeting. And Ron Jeremy and Dennis Hoff, the pimp, came with me to support me.
Mm-hmm.
And at PetSmart shareholder meeting, they talked about their revenue, and it was $6 billion.
Holy shit.
And I thought, America's going broke. Everyone's broke. The car companies are belly up. But PetSmart is $6 billion plus, not million, billion. Mm-hmm. So I went, oh, my, I've been in the wrong business my entire life. How did I miss this? I mean, my whole life I should have been in this dog business. And it's a great business. We love it.
It is. How many parrots do you have?
20. My show will be air on Animal Planet this month.
Yeah, tell us about the show.
Prostitutes to parrots. What can I tell you?
I tell you, right? And they both talk, don't they? Do any of your birds
sure.
talk?
Oh, yeah. Do they talk?
What's their vocabulary, Heidi?
You know what? They're very complex, sensitive, emotional creatures. I'll tell you, for instance, if they're sleeping, and say if I'm whatever, a little up late, past their bedtime, they tell me, good night, 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 good night, because they'll want me to go to bed because I'll be disturbing them. Yeah, so they'll tell me to go to bed.
So clearly you've got like a live-in, go-to-bed person to tell you what's up, right?
I tiptoe around my own house.
Now, listen, there's all, you know, people love you. They've watched you on all these reality shows. They want to know. I just got a Twitter. Thank you, Wendy, for your Twitter. She wants to know if you'll be on Dancing with the Stars.
Are you kidding? Even a stripper long ago.
Uh-huh.
I can't keep a beat. I would have tried it if I had to keep a beat or any kind of coordinate. I was stiff as a baby. If I was limber, I would have done everything. Cirque du Soleil, I was stiff as a child, though.
Now, hey, Yvette, that's a good question for you. Would you do Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, I would. I think it's funny.
It's all fun. But, you know, more importantly, we're talking about – now, listen, you guys have this salon. Let everyone know where it is, your new doggy spa, let's say.
It's our dog hotel in Las Vegas, right near the airport.
Give them the address and the phone number.
Oh, it's really easy to find.
It's 450 East. Yeah, 450 East Silverado Ranch in Bermuda.
The phone number's easy. The phone number's better. What is it? Something dogs.
Hold on, I got it. I know. Hold on. I got a call. Hold on.
Do you have a
our
website?
Our phone number is 702-630-DOGS. 702-630-DOGS. That's our doggy hotel and grooming.
So that's 702-630-DOGS.
Yes.
And
yes.
Put that in your books, everyone, because that's the new salon that Heidi Fleiss, Yvette Lopez, and Jason Johnson own in Las Vegas. If you want to get your poochies pampered and your What could we go with this? What's a good? What's your tagline?
Wait, let me tell you, doggy style. In all seriousness, there's no dog hotel or place that will take better care than your pet. We have a chef, we have TV, live cameras streamed all the time. We have, our place is beautiful, beautiful. It's all travertine. It's not some generic stainless steel stupid bathtubs or some porcelain thing. Our place is beautiful. It's all
hands on, and we are there. It's us three there all day, every day, until we need to leave. And if we have to stay all night, we will. So it's really hands on, and I don't know any other place that is.
And you take all sizes, right?
It's Disneyland. Yeah.
Does size matter?
It's the not to me. It's the wallet.
So you take small dogs, big dogs.
I'll do anything for money. I don't care if it's a dog.
Yeah, it's all, we take all kinds of dogs. We take all sizes, everything.
I slept with plenty of dogs.
So you've gone from two-legged to four-legged, and it's a whole new thing, right?
I'm 35 years old. If someone wants to pay to have sex with me, it's a compliment. Doesn't mean I have to do it. It's a compliment.
Well, hey, how you doing? But that's fun.
Girls are offended if you call them a hooker or a whore. They want to cry. Thank you. It's a compliment.
Oh, let me tell you, girls suck dick for a Big Mac. That's why I like Monica Lewinsky. At least she sucked dick for a book deal. You know what I mean?
I love her. I would have sucked that dick. Jesus. I would have loved. I'd pay to suck that dick.
You know, like, that's my joke. Like, you know, a lot of girls suck dick for Happy Meal, and our girl, Monica Lewinsky, sucked dick for a book deal. You know what I mean? How you doing? But that's a lot of fun. So for real, you guys, this is one of, you know, we like to joke here and we like to have fun. But if you want your dogs taken care of, you got to go and you like go to Las Vegas. You know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, that's not true at the salon over here, because you guys get to watch your dogs on webcams so you can see what's going on wherever you are in the world. Like, if you want to go away and leave your dog at a great place, at a great hotel, this is the place to do it. Heidi Fleiss, Yvette Lopez, Jason Johnson run it. It's a fun place, and I wanted to see it be a reality show. Do you think there's a possibility, Heidi?
Yeah, we're doing a series with Animal Planet. I have a series, but the pilot airs this month, and we have a series on Animal Planet.
So it's fully done. You guys are going to have a series on Animal Planet. You guys can tune in. If you want your dog to be part of the show, bring it over there, because you guys are going to be filming, too. Go you all.
And it's done with Pilgrim Entertainment. They have all the best shows. They have America's Dirtiest Jobs, Choppers, My Fair Wedding, Ghost Hunters, Peril, Pop Out.
They have a great show called Rescue Inc. You know, I had them on the show before. Great guys, Rescue Inc. They're on Discovery.
It's Pilgrim Entertainment. They're the best. So they did my show. They did my series. I'm only with the best.
That's the truth. And we know that you're only with the best. And if you want your dogs to be taken care of by the best, you go to see Heidi Fleiss, Yvette Lopez, and Jason Johnson. Well, you guys, that's a lot of fun. Yvette, are you having a ball doing this?
I love it. I love dogs. Heidi and I used to stay at Heidi's, and I have a dog, Antonio, and the dog used to sleep with us, and Heidi's bird used to sleep with us, and it was all four of us in the bed together, and my dog would wake up on top of Heidi's head, and the bird would be up there. It was so funny, but I love animals so much, and I'm part of Last Chance for Animals. That's the charity that I'm with, and anything that I can do to try to save an animal's life or you know, educate people on how to take care of their animals so dogs just don't, or animals just don't get left in the streets anymore. So it's really important to me. So this is my passion. It's what I love. And I'm just so happy to be there. And I'm so happy that Heidi gave me this opportunity to do something that I enjoy. And I really, you know, something that means something to my heart.
Well, you guys, are you going to bring it to the East Coast, Heidi?
I think in 6 months, we're going to expand to two different locations, but we haven't quite yet. I really think by end of June, we're going to have an overflow with our dog hotel. So we're starting to we got to prepare for what's going on, because we don't want to compromise at no matter what, any care or treatment of the dogs. And definitely we don't want to turn money away at the same time.
Oh, well, that's the truth. We never turn away money, right, Heidi?
If you're a smart girl, you don't ever pay for a man and you don't ever turn a dollar down.
There you go.
Heidi told me something one time. She said, if you have a vagina, you shouldn't be broke.
Words of advice from Heidi Fleiss. If you got a vagina, you should never be broke. I always say that. I said, if I had a vagina, Heidi, I would have my own postal code, because I would have so many gifts sent to me.
There you go. You know, all these people are so afraid what someone else thinks of them or says.
Right?
It matters when you're dead. When you're dead, does it matter?
No, nope. Unless you're Osama bin Laden and you got Obama talking about you right now.
Yeah, it's like when you're dead, it doesn't matter what they say or think. Who cares? It's over. Enjoy it now.
That's the truth. Well, speaking of enjoying it now, I've enjoyed having you both on tonight. It's been a real pleasure. If I had a dog, I know the first place I would bring this to your new doggy hotel in Las Vegas. If you all want to get more information, hey, Yvette, what's the number one more time?
It's 702-763-7630-DOGS. 702-730-DOGS, yes. Sorry, guys.
First pedigree.
First pedigree in Las Vegas, Nevada. First pedigree is Heidi Fleiss's, Yvette Lopez, and Jason Johnson's new doggy hotel, First Pedigree. Check them out. Watch them because they're going to have their own show. And we're going to have you guys back when we have more time to talk and when I don't have to do a special political commentary about bin Laden. So thank you all for being here tonight.
Thank you, Max.
And I'll talk to you, Heidi, and I'll talk to you, Yvette, real soon.
Okay. Bye.
Good night. Bye, you both. Well, y'all, there's been so much going on here tonight. Good night. Love them both. How much fun is that? You guys got some advice from Heidi Fleiss here tonight. Ronan, what's everyone listening to? This is Max and Friends. We're going to get Nico Bloom on, and we got a whole new shout back. Hit it, Ronan.
Shout back with Nico Bloom, only on Max and Friends.
Shout, let it all out, Nico.
You have reached my voicemail.
Oh, we've reached your voicemail. Let's call her right back and let's play Shout Back again, Ronan.
Shout Back with Nico Bloom, only on Max and Friends.
Out, Nico Bloom, are you here? No, we still got her ringing. Okay, she's gonna be here in a minute. She is so, everyone's like glued to the TV right now because Obama is on announcing Osama bin Laden has been killed. Nikki Bloom, are you here?
Not yet. I am.
Okay, good. Welcome to Shout Back Special Edition. Nico Bloom, hit it. Obama announces Osama bin Laden killed.
In the head.
Now, listen, I just got to give a big shout out to Navy Dave, who's Susan's brother, who has led the bin Laden hunt for the last 8 months. He got him. Thank you, Jane, for sending me that information. And thank you, Navy Dave, for all the work that you've been doing for the last 8 months, tracking this man down. Nikki Bloom, what do you got to say?
Well, the news is, until I heard, I thought maybe he died of liver disease, but he was actually shot in the head. Interesting.
Well, listen, you know what? I have this whole theory tonight that Obama was just interrupting Donald Trump's apprentice so that he can, you know, mess with him because Trump has been messing with him. That's really what I thought had happened. Because, you know, Jamie Chandler, who's going to be on just in a moment, told me earlier that there was a special announcement that there was a big security thing going on with Obama, who is now leaving the White House right now. He just finished his speech, everyone. For all of you who are tuning in right now, we just had Stacey Angelon, Heidi Fleiss was here, Yvette Lopez, and we're reporting now about Osama bin Laden getting killed, everyone. This is unbelievable night here, May 1st, new month. This is what happens in May. You see what's happening, Nico Bloom? We're going to call Jamie Chandler right now. Let's get him on. Ronan, can we please call Jamie? Because we got to talk about this. But Nikki, I really thought that Obama was just playing around with Donald Trump's apprentice.
Well, Obama was killed a week ago.
Well, listen, there's a new thing that Oprah's now supporting, the Obama Kills Osama shirts.
Hello.
But, hey, Jamie Chandler, what's going on? Give us the update.
Okay, so President just finished his speech. He had directed the CIA in August to make it a top priority. Well, he had directed them at the beginning of his term to make it a top priority to take out bin Laden, and then he received credible intelligence over the past couple months that he was in Pakistan, and then on last week they had confirmed that he was in Islamabad, a suburb in Islamabad, in a mansion. Mm-hmm. And they executed the assassination today through a team of a small team of soldiers who had stormed his compound and took him out.
And Nikki's on the line too, Jamie, but Nikki said that allegedly he was shot in the head. Do we have any confirmation of that?
I have no information on where he was shot.
Okay. Nikki, where did you hear that from?
Yeah, I heard that during the president's speech that he was shot. Actually, no, I heard that on CBS Radio, on 880 Radio, that he was shot in the head. And he was shot a week ago, but the United States had his DNA, but they had to confirm before they released the public that it was, in fact, Osama bin Laden. And, of course, it might sound funny to some that they saved it until 10:30 or 10:45 Eastern time to announce the current Donald Trump show. They didn't announce it yesterday. They didn't announce it. They were fighting.
I was joking.
Well,
with Jamie.
I really don't think it's realistic to say that this was all done to Trump Celebrity Apprentice tonight. I mean, I think it's kind of funny to think that.
Well, listen, there's a lot to it. You know, theories do happen. Obama, listen, how do you get back at Donald Trump for slating you the last week? You save Obama's, you save Bin Laden's death. There's going to be a lot.
I really think Obama's attack was last night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You know, they just totally skewered.
Well, listen,
Trump.
Since we're talking about this, what do you think about Trump's profanity, Jamie?
Well, I think it's just awful, but can we stay with the Bin Laden thing for a minute?
Yeah, keep
going. Before we get into Trump?
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting that there's like this organic celebration taking place right now outside of the White House, in front of the White House. There are hundreds of people streaming up there and singing, patriotic music, God Bless America. And apparently there are impromptu celebrations popping up all over the country. So, you know, this is really like a big day, especially for New Yorkers who, you know, had experienced all that
Absolutely.
Terrible stuff on 9/11. I mean, I remember the whole thing and, you know, and people were complaining for so long of when are you going to get Bin Laden? And finally, we have a president who was able to do that.
Now, Nikki, what do you think about that? We have a president who's able to do that because this task force was sent out before Obama.
Well, I think it's unfortunate that our government didn't stop any of this when they knew things were being plotted and planned to attack the World Trade Center, attack the United States during the Clinton administration. So 4 years of the Clinton administration, we knew about Osama and we knew that something was going to happen, but we sat back. And it only, you know, it happened during the first few months of Bush's administration. You know, it might not be something that takes overnight, obviously, to capture. I mean, you know, he had a lot of protection and a lot of support from Al Qaeda to hide him out. So it was a matter of time before he was going to be caught. However, you know, now I think that I'm glad that he was caught, absolutely. I think everybody is in this country. But, you know, it's interesting. I definitely think it is interesting. And if DNA verifies that it was him, then so be it. That is the case. I do think that after this, under his administration, he probably doesn't need to do any more campaigning or fundraising because this is will have huge impact in getting Obama reelected for the next presidency.
Jamie, do you think this is going to affect Obama's reelection?
Well, I think it's definitely going to affect. Typically when it's going to be a very positive thing, especially over the next couple of days, typically when we have these major, you know, national security situations, there's this event in public opinion called Rally Around the President. And what happens is the president's approval rating will jump up dramatically, you know, 30% to 40%. Right after 9/11, when Bush had made his speech about invading Afghanistan, his approval rating went up 40% to 50%. So this will have the benefit of this success for Obama will have a lot of impact over the next few weeks, not only in terms of the way a public sees him, but also in Washington amongst the political circles. It may improve, you know, his ability to get some of his things done in Congress, you know, and so forth. The other big thing, I think it's going to be a real challenge for the State Department and the president over the next couple of weeks to try to deal with this around the world, particularly in these Arab states like Syria, which is having a lot of problems right now, protest-wise. And now Iran has made a threat against Saudi Arabia. So, you know, and in Pakistan, definitely. So you, and in Afghanistan as well, with the Taliban. So you've got all these groups of people who had initially been rallied around bin Laden. And you'll have to see how they react.
Well, I mean, this is a joyous celebration for Americans and the world today, everyone. Osama bin Laden has been confirmed killed by U.S. task forces. We have different stories that he's been shot in the head, but the bottom line is he has been killed under Obama's administration, everyone. If you're tuning in now, you're listening to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. You're listening to LA Talk Radio. We've got Jamie Chandler, Nicole Bloom here. Everyone, I know that you're watching the news. Keep on watching it. This story's going to develop, but we wanted to do a breaking news special here tonight. So, Jamie, I mean, in the next couple of days, what do you think the top stories are going to be about bin Laden, how it happened, or what are you speculating is going to be the top news stories for this?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a couple-fold. You know, first of all, how the administration actually executed this, what's going on with the body, how the identification was made. And also, you know, the whole question of why was this person found in a mansion in a suburb of Islamabad? You know, where was the breakdown of the Pakistani intelligence to not have been able to reveal this earlier?
Well, you know, the speculations that Obama was living in Greenwich, Connecticut, everyone, they are now no longer true.
Well, he was also living in Kenya.
Well, you know what? No, in all honesty, though, his family does live in actually Greenwich, Connecticut, and that has been confirmed that his family does live here. So it'll be interesting to see the press surrounding Greenwich, Connecticut, because his family – Nikki, do you know whereabouts they live in Connecticut?
Excuse me?
With Obama's family – Obama, I'm sorry. Bin Laden's family apparently live in Greenwich, Connecticut. Do you know whereabouts they live?
No, and I know. That's been word for years that there's some relative – the relatives of his that do live in Connecticut have their estranged from him. They, you know, they cut ties from, you know, his wrongdoing behavior many years ago.
All right. Well, you know what, everyone? Tell me, Jamie.
Well, it's, you know, like just that point. I mean, I know that in Boston, when the night of 9/11 attack, the U.S. government flew out a lot of bin Laden's relatives out of Massachusetts.
Right. Well, you know what? We're going to have to continue this next week, guys. So we're going to have a special shout out edition. I love it. Everyone's scrambling to find out what's going on. But the truth is that bin Laden has been killed, everyone. Only on Max and Friends can we have Heidi Fleiss on and in the next instant talk about bin Laden. So I wonder if his number was in her black book. But everyone, thank you guys for tuning in. Rumor is that Oprah has some T-shirts going out. Obama kills bin Laden. That she's funding those T-shirts. But
I hope, Jamie, they're scented with lavender.
I bet with Oprah, I bet they are. They're going to be in that Oprah green. We got to wrap this show up. I'm going to have you guys on next week. By then, we'll have more truths of what's going on. Thank you, Nicole Bloom. Thank you, Jamie Chandler, for being on tonight.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. This has been a special edition of Shout Back on Max and Friends. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. We had Stacey Angela talking about the royal wedding, Heidi Fleiss, Yvette Lopez talking about their new doggy spa, and then, of course, the breaking news that bin Laden has been dead. Another reason why you need to tune in to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Stay tuned for CBS News. The only thing you're going to hear is a repeat of We Just Had. You're listening to LA Talk Radio again. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and remember to take life to the max. Happy May 1st, everyone. Talk to you next Sunday. Special edition of Shout Back with Nico Bloom and Jamie Chandler. More on Obama's death. Until next time, take life to the max. Good night.